This has become a tradition for us, one that many of us have come to love. For those of you who might be new to Star Sunday, or for those of you who might need a reminder about what we are doing today, here is a little background. On the Sunday in January closest to Epiphany, we tell the story of the Magi and how they followed a star from the east that led them to the Christ child. The Magi were well known in the ancient East as purveyors of magic, as interpreters of dreams, as astrologers, and as prophets. The Gospel of Matthew also indicates that they were individuals of high nobility, for they brought the Christ child expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Magi were a royal delegation coming from foreign lands to pay homage to a newborn king. They were drawn from their homes, from all that they knew, toward an unknown destination and an uncertain future. But they took each step along the way, trusting that the star of wonder, star of light, would guide them to the perfect light. Let's remember their story as we hear our Epiphany scripture reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Listen now for the word of God. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Will you please join with me in a spirit of prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So it is our tradition on Star Sunday to hear the story of the Magi, the wise men from the east who followed a star that led them to the Christ child. We remember how they trusted that the star of wonder, star of light, would guide them to the perfect light. And it's our tradition on Star Sunday to celebrate the Magi's journey by giving out star gifts. These are simple paper stars with words on them. Last year, there were 125 different words on our stars. Words like creativity and caring, integrity and imagination, hospitality, humor and healing, patience, prayer, playfulness, and Joe's favorite word, singing. He's always hoping that those who pull those star words will join the choir. Our tradition is for each of us to carefully choose a star word and then to prayerfully see how God will use that word to guide us through the coming year. Star gifts can be a tool to help us stay connected to God as we leave the wonder of the Christmas season behind and venture into the ordinary days ahead. These stars can help us stay aware of the way in which God's light is leading us away from the manger and out into the world. They can help us stay attuned to the ways God is drawing us forward along our journeys of faith. So I always ask this on Star Sunday. I always ask people to share where they put their star words. So I encourage you, if you are worshiping with us at home and you had a star word from last year, to write down where you kept your star word so that you could see it on a regular basis. I know some people will put them on their bathroom mirror. Some people will put them on their car visor. Some people carry them in their purse or their backpack. Some people put them near their computer. There are lots of different places that people will keep their stars. So I encourage you to share with one another where you keep your star words. Now, this is usually the point in the service when I ask the next question, which is, how did your star word guide you through the past year? And I carry around a microphone so that you all can share your star stories with each other. Star Sunday is actually one of my favorite services of the year because I love that we get to hear from each other about how God is working in our lives and in the life of this church. Star Sunday is usually amusing, often surprising, and always inspiring. Now, Star Sunday is going to be a little different this year. Unfortunately, I can't literally share the microphone with you this morning, but I still have the opportunity to share star stories with you. These stories have come to me through Facebook comments and email messages and in-person conversations. And friends, I can say this with confidence. God is at work in our lives and in the life of this church in beautiful and amazing ways. So let me share some star stories with you. Dina Canducci's star word this year was sincerity. And she said this, "I didn't get it at first or even for most of the year. But as this tough year unfolded, and my head has become a bit clearer from the fog of losing my parents, as I reflected on this word, I realized it was all about the people in my life who truly loved, supported me, and were here for me sincerely. And I am blessed." And how about Phyllis Adams? Her star word was motivation. And I love that when she first got her word, she wondered, when hadn't she been motivated? But then she faced some huge bumps in the road this past year. And each time a new challenge came along, with faith and hope, she would say to herself, "I will remain motivated through Christ who strengthens me. What a powerful testament to her faith. And I love this star story because it actually weaves together star words from 4 years. Joan Long shared that over the last 4 years, her star words have been honor, organization, humor, and wisdom. And she said this, "It's been an honor to be a part of this organization that provides me with much wisdom and humor." I love that she found a way to string together her star words from the last 4 years. And now Linda Brown, her star word from this past year was light. She was relieved when she first chose it because it seemed a little lighter than some of the heavy words she had gotten the previous few years, words like responsibility and justice. But then the pandemic hit, and light, it got a little heavier. She wrote, "There were so many meanings and ways to go. Don't forget to see the light. Don't forget to look for the light. And mostly, don't forget to be the light. I tried to not forget any of those things." And friends, one of the beautiful ways that she allowed the light of God to shine was through a weekly email she sent to her staff at work. She forwarded a few to me, and they were so inspirational. On Fridays, she would shine a light on the good job her team was doing and offer words of encouragement and hope to guide her staff through those difficult days. The light of God was truly shining through her. And now Helen Pollard's star word was rejoice. And she offered this reflection on her word: in a year of uncertainty, rejoice was a perfect word for me. My fall in February was, to say the least, life-changing. It was time for me to rejoice when I could once again walk. Now I just need to continue rejoicing and see what my next star has in store for me. And Jane Kirsch also wrote about how her star word of celebrate guided her through 2020 and will continue to carry her into a new year. She wrote this, "When I picked the word celebrate, I thought this is the easiest word I could have picked, and I felt a little guilty about the idea of coasting through the year celebrating. January and February were easy to celebrate. I had a birthday, and there was Valentine's Day. Then the idea of the pandemic became a common household word in March, and we had to lock down. And I thought my celebrating days were over. But alas, my family began making meals and delivering them to folks who could not get out to shop, or some folks who are just not creative cooks. The joy on their faces when the meals arrived made for celebration. Then I decided to retire from my career with the Weymouth Public Schools in June, and there was celebration around that. But right after that, we got word that my beloved mother was sick and needed our attention. She ultimately passed away in a very short time. And I thought, how can I use my star word of celebration? But we did celebrate. She didn't suffer a long illness. She was reunited with my dad in heaven, and we all came together as a family to celebrate her gifts and her beautiful life. And this summer, we plan on having a celebration of life in Weymouth, so my star word of celebrate will carry into 2021. And now we end with two more star stories from two of the moms in our church, both of whom saw the light of God's love shine through new babies who entered the world this past year. First, Liz Esmond shared a post on January 1st with her top nine. That's a way on Instagram to find your top nine most liked Instagram posts from the past year. Liz reflected on her top nine and wrote, "I spent 2020 either very pregnant or in lockdown at our house. I have seen so many posts about getting rid of 2020, and while it sure had its moments, I choose to celebrate it, to celebrate commitment, celebrate new life, celebrate consistency, celebrate family and slowing down and snuggles and confidence and bellies and health. So maybe 2020 might not have been what you expected, but there is so much in life to celebrate. Now, after she wrote that post, she remembered what her star word for the year was. It was celebrate. And finally, I got to see Andrea Simakonis yesterday when she and her mom Janet swung by to get their new star words. And I got to see her sweet little Ryan sleeping in the back seat. She shared that her star word for 2020 was home. When she chose that word, she had no idea how much time she'd be spending at home when the pandemic hit, or how much time her husband, Matt, would be at home as he transitioned to working remotely. She had no idea she and Matt would be moving into their dream home this past year, or that there would need to be a room there for the newest addition to their family. Their new house is so full of love and joy and delight. It's a true home and such a blessing to them.